Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now mostly cloudy and 74 degrees. A fire burned throughout the day Sunday aboard a naval vessel docked in San Diego, California. The USS Bonhomie Richard. Rear Admiral Philip Bosbeck.
This is what we're trained to do. Fire in itself in a compartmental space, not knowing where the source of the fire is, like anything else. It's dark. It's uncertain. But again, the training and the efforts, you know, we're starting to see the results. So the team's really doing a great job.
17 sailors and 4 civilians suffered minor injuries. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Coronavirus cases are surging in states like Florida, Texas, and Arizona. Fox's Aisha Hasni has the latest.
In Arkansas, that's also setting a record for a single day increase in infections, reporting more than 1,000 new cases Saturday. The governor there says a surge may be a result of 4th of July celebrations. 2 of the 3 metro areas with the fastest growing number of cases this past week are in Texas, while the largest slowdowns in cases are happening in the Northeast, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Massachusetts. The daily number of fatalities on average across the country still significantly lower than it was than its peak earlier this year. But for the first time since April, we are seeing a weekly rise in the number of coronavirus fatalities nationally, and that is concerning health experts.
In all, the U.S. has recorded 3.3 million cases of coronavirus and over 135,000 deaths. Draft safety guidelines for school this fall from the Kansas State Department of Education have been released.
The guidelines say students, teachers, and staff should wear masks, but that students up to 5th or 6th grade shouldn't be required to wear them unless local officials mandate it. The Kansas City Star and Wichita Eagle are reporting that draft guidelines about how to reopen schools amid the COVID-19 pandemic were shared with superintendents this past week. The guidelines say everyone should wash their hands when arriving at school and every hour afterward. Space should be made in classrooms to allow social distancing, and locker use is discouraged. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Several fire departments in Butler County battled an explosion and fire in a detached garage Saturday night.
Crews received notice of the explosion in the 4600 block of Southwest Santa Fe Lake Road just after 9 p.m. Saturday. When firefighters arrived, they found a detached garage that was fully engulfed in flames. Fire Captain Mike Rose says around 30 firefighters from the Benton, Augusta, and Towanda fire departments were all called to the scene. At least one person was taken to the hospital and was treated for third-degree burns. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Wichita police have arrested the father of a 2-year-old boy who drowned last Tuesday. 44-year-old William Kobutu is being held on suspicion of felony murder and 2 counts of aggravated child endangerment. Police say Kobutu was intoxicated when he took the boy and his 4-year-old brother to a closed neighborhood pool. He allowed the boys to squeeze through the fence, but he was too large to get through. The 2-year-old boy drowned. The case has been presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney. And the president's commutation of a longtime friend Roger Stone's prison sentence has drawn criticism from Democrats and others.
President Trump wiped away Stone's 40-month sentence, saying that Stone was treated unfairly during the Mueller investigation into Russian collusion. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said on ABC's This Week that Stone engaged in obstruction and intimidation.
And the president, through this commutation, is basically saying, if you lie for me, if you cover up for me, if you have my back, then I will make sure that you get a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Robert Mueller spoke out in a Washington Post op-ed defending his probe, saying while Stone may not spend a day in jail, his conviction still stands. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve at 10 in the morning here on a Monday now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And as we take a first look at our traffic conditions here on the Monday morning commute, we have traffic running smoothly in the Wichita area at this hour. If we do have any tie-ups or accidents as the morning goes along, we will certainly get them to you right away. That's Sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Could actually see some wet pavement possibly this morning. Let's check the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a complex of thunderstorms rolling eastward across northern Oklahoma, and some of the showers from that system are actually spreading into southern Kansas as well. Those will move on out this morning, and with a clearing sky, sunny, breezy, hot and humid with a high 93. Tonight's low 75, then sunny and 96 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, light rain, we have an east wind gusting to 26 miles per hour and 74 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano.
Just had a call I heard on the police scanner, something about a possible paramedic in trouble, and police are headed to that situation. So we'll keep an I couldn't hear the location, but we'll keep an ear on that and see if anything comes of that. But you might see some traffic heading to a situation.
All right. Ted, it's Monday, July 13th, 2020, another sunny day across south-central Kansas. Sunday, not quite as hot. Wichita's high temperature was 94 degrees. Normal high 92, record high for the date 112. Of course, that was set back in 1980. That 1980 heat wave, we're still compiling records almost every day.
That was the hottest day of that summer, 112.
That was a peak.
That was the hottest it ever got in Wichita, anyway.
On this date in 1993, already extensive flooding took a turn for the worse as 5 to 10 inches of rain inundated Harvey County, where the floods that resulted closed nearly every road in the county. Around 25% of the homes in Halstead were flooded, and the flooding continued downstream, causing around $10 million in damage. So, on this date in 1993, it wasn't the high temperature, the heat that was getting to people. It was the rain and the flooding in Harvey County. On this date in 2013, a jury in Sanford, Florida, cleared Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman of all charges in the shooting of Trayvon Martin, the unarmed black teenager whose killing unleashed furious debate over racial profiling, self-defense, and equal justice. That was on this date in 2013. The World Health Organization reported another record increase in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases over a 24-hour period at over 230,000. The UN Health Agency said the United States again topped the list among countries with more than 66,000 cases. Figures don't necessarily account for delays in reporting cases and are believed to be far underestimate the actual totals.
Well, sure, because just a fraction of the public has been tested.
You bet. Countries in Eastern Europe were among those facing rising waves of new infections, leading to riots in Serbia, mandatory face masks in Croatia, and travel bans or quarantines imposed by Hungary. So much of Western Europe, as I understand it, Western Europe has got this thing pretty much tamped down and under control, but it looks like Eastern Europe now is exploding, along with the U.S., as we've been seeing in recent days. The U.S. Navy has welcomed its first black female tactical aircraft pilot.
Yeah, I saw that.
The Navy tweeted Thursday in response to a post that Lieutenant Junior Grade Madeline Swiegel had completed Naval Flight School and would later this month receive the flight officer's insignia known as the Wings of Gold. The Naval Air Training Command tweeted that Swiegel is the Navy's first known black female TAC Air pilot. So how about that? She's blazing some new trails there. 6:14 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. Another crazy weekend, but Shelly and I stayed close to home. I don't know about you, Ted. Didn't get out much. We did have takeout on Saturday night, some pizza from a local place. Pretty good.
Very nice.
Didn't have to cook. Did have to clean up a little bit, but not much.
Yeah, I had some takeout last night with my mom.
Did you? That's great. Let's see what else. Where I went, people were wearing. I did go to the store yesterday afternoon late. There, people were wearing their masks. I was about, I'd say 75 to 80% this time in there, which is about as high a percentage as I've seen, frankly. People are, a lot of people are doing their best to keep this thing under control, and the masks are certainly are said to be one plan, part of it. And we got the plan for general plan and guidelines for returning to schools this fall. That should be interesting to see how that works out and see if these kids will be safe and the teachers. I saw a little piece on one of the networks last night, and they interviewed five very well-known prominent pediatricians from across the country.
Yes.
Each of them with kids in school.
Yes.
And asked them if they'd let their kids go back to school this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them said yes.
Hmm.
They say that the kids at certain ages are apparently not as susceptible as the others of us. So they might be able to keep it under control in the schools. Oh, well, best of luck on that. Teachers, though, they're going to go. And
What about the teachers?
Teachers better keep the masks on and the gloves on and everything. Maybe those hazmat suits as well. So we've got some more news on the coronavirus. We'll be sharing that with you this morning. And later on in the 7 o'clock hour, of course, we have Mondays with the mayor. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple will
be
with us.
Yeah, that'll be good.
We'll talk about, I want to talk a little bit about masks and also about Century 2, the petition.
Oh, yeah.
They got the Century 2 petition.
They presented those signatures to the mayor.
Yeah, that was had happened Friday.
Last week, yeah.
What he has to say about that this morning. So we've got some things planned for you. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland on the status of new stimulus bill as Congress returns from vacation. So they're maybe looking at a new stimulus package in the pandemic. We'll talk with Rachel at about 8:10 this morning here with Steve and Ted. Well, we're coming up on 6:18 now on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted, and I guess we go ahead and check leadoff sports now with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, and we'll take a look at NASCAR racing yesterday at the Kentucky Speedway. And for the first time in quite a while, a few years, a rookie wins a NASCAR race.
Really?
Cole Custer is the guy's name, and he's a first-time winner on the NASCAR circuit. Kansas native Clint Bowyer finishing in 14th place yesterday. He is now in 13th place in the overall NASCAR standings. And we're just a week and a half away from NASCAR making a stop here in the state at the Kansas Speedway. Pro golf on the PGA Tour this weekend, finishing up in Columbus, Ohio. The winner, 23-year-old Colin Morikawa, a guy that played in the Wichita Open here just 4 years ago. And now he's a two-time winner on the PGA Tour. 6-under par 66 yesterday, winning on the third playoff hole. He gets $1.1 million.
Wow.
And he is now ranked 13th in the world, one spot ahead of somebody named Tiger Woods.
All right.
So how about that? A guy that was just in Wichita at the Wichita Open 4 years ago, and now he's ranked ahead of Tiger Woods in the world golf rankings.
Wow.
How about that? Good stuff. Let's take a look at pro football, where the Washington Redskins apparently are set to bid farewell to their nickname.
The Washington Redskins set to announce Monday that they're getting rid of their decades-old moniker amid a surge in criticism over the name being derogatory language towards Native Americans. Sports Business Daily, the first to report this announcement coming forth. The Redskins back on July 3rd announced a thorough review of the nickname after corporate pressure from sponsors like Nike, Amazon, PepsiCo, and FedEx, who hold the naming rights to Washington Stadium. A new name will not be revealed just yet, but according to reports, the Redskins plan on straying away from Native American imagery in their new name and logo, but are looking to retain their colors of burgundy and gold. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Will there be a college football season this year? Clinging to hope for that. Here's Heather Dinich, ESPN college football writer.
I think they're clinging on to hope. Clinging, I say, that somehow this trend will reverse course. Because it was a couple weeks ago that there was optimism. And it's been over the past 2 weeks that has taken a complete 180-degree turn. And so I think they're kind of clinging on to hope that the trend will change. They want to give it time to see if it will do that. And they want to see what it's like once players start practicing. The struggle that campuses are having right now because fraternities are having outbreaks. And that's a problem because school hasn't even technically started yet for a lot of these places. And already they're trying to wrestle with the general student body population and the frat houses spreading this thing around.
Wow. I just don't see it, Steve. I don't think there's going to be college athletics this fall. I don't think there's going to be high school athletics this fall. I just don't
think it's going to happen.
I just don't think it does. Yeah. I keep hearing all these people saying, sure, it's going to happen.
A lot of doubt there.
Boy.
Yeah.
I have doubt. Here's another blow. No more betting on ping pong.
Uh-oh. We just can't catch a break in sports. The Ivy League postponed its fall seasons. The Big Ten won't play any games outside of its conference, if games can get played at all. Two soccer teams withdrew from the MLS's back tournament because of COVID-19 outbreaks. And now, folks, I have some bad news. No more betting on Ukrainian table tennis matches in New Jersey. That's right, Ukrainian table tennis. This is what some sports gamblers in the Garden State have been doing to fill the void of not being able to bet on the NBA or Major League Baseball, the NHL, or college sports. New Jersey's Division of Gaming Enforcement has told all legal sports books in New Jersey to suspend taking bets on Ukrainian table tennis matches because of suspicion over match fixing. Jared Max, Fox News.
I love that. Because of suspicion of match fixing.
Yeah. Somebody's fixing the Ukrainian table.
Ukrainian ping pong. Yeah. Being fixed. So you can't gamble on it in New Jersey. Yeah. And happy birthday today to former Wichita Arrows pitcher Bill Caudill, who is 64 years old today. Pitched for the Arrows in the late 1970s. Then went on to a nice 9-year career in Major League Baseball, and mainly as a closer. Had 106 saves in his career, 600 strikeouts, lots of saves in the early 80s. He was an all-star with the Oakland Athletics back in 1984.
Wow.
Also had a couple good years with the Mariners.
Yeah.
And I understand he is a favorite of campus boys basketball coach Chris Davis. Big Bill Caudill fan.
Is he? Okay.
Of course, Coach Davis's team went undefeated this year, you might remember.
Ooh, yeah.
High school basketball. Happy birthday to Bill Caudill, who is 64 today, former Arrows pitcher. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. How does it make you feel these days when you see someone not playing by the rules? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.